Good evening, Gone Wild Audio. First of all, thank you so much for the warm welcome that I received yesterday. I did my verification post, and people were so kind, and I just really appreciate that. So much thanks, you guys. I am going to start out with the Proust questionnaire as my first real recording, if it can be called a real recording, simply because this is a little daunting, and I figured this is a good way to get my feet wet and to test the waters and to just kind of see how it goes. So, we're just going to run through these questions and, we'll see. We'll just see. All right, question number one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? Pretty straightforward answer here. I'm a straight female. Question number two. What gets you turned on? You know, if we're already, like, in a sexual setting, I mean, it's going to be all the normal things, I guess. The neck kissing and the telling me how badly you want me and that sort of thing. So, we're going to go with that. Just the normal stuff. Question number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I feel really dumb because I don't really know what that question means. If somebody wants to explain it to me, I'm happy to answer. But I don't know what it means. Okay, next question. What is your favorite sexual act? Well, I am not terribly experienced. So, I don't have a lot of memories from which to draw. But I'm just going to go with some good old making out and bumping and grinding. You just can't beat it, you know? Question number five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Well, here is the thing. If you aren't kind and compassionate and generous, and if I don't feel like you care about me outside of the bedroom, then I'm not going to go anywhere near a bedroom with you. So, I mean, I don't know if you're looking for an answer that's like, when he makes googly eyes at me, I love that. But I mean, I am quote unquote seduced by good guys, just really good guys. Question number six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think a good sexual encounter is one where both parties walk away from it satisfied. And that doesn't always necessarily mean that, you know, every person involved has to come or whatever. I think when you listen to each other and you do things that you know the other person enjoys, or other people, I guess if that's your thing, that's a good sexual encounter. Question number seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I'm going to answer this question as if I were going out on a date. So, because like before dates, I of course shower, shave, do my hair, put on makeup. I'm usually listening to music, probably at my Emily Sandé station on Pandora or maybe the Beyoncé station. And I really like to wear cool colors. Teals, greens, purples, blues. Those are my favorites. I feel really good in those colors. Question number eight. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? I've never had a fictional character turn me on. I mean, I like Captain America, but I wouldn't say he turns me on. And even, you know, there are public figures who I think are very attractive or very smart or very kind, and those are all qualities that I value, but they don't turn me on. Being turned on is reserved for someone who knows me a little bit better, and it's kind of a personal thing. I'm not, you know, I don't know, strangers don't turn me on, quote unquote. Question number nine. Oh, who turns you on the most in your life? Well, this would be the people I know who actually turned me on. There's a guy, but I don't, it's kind of personal and I don't want to say too much. Next question, number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I wouldn't say that I necessarily enjoy being called names. Baby is a good one. If I want to be called any names that aren't plain Jane, baby, honey, that sort of thing, I'll let you know. But unless I let you know, don't try it. Question 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? I am going to say either no gag reflex or a jaw that doesn't get sore. I think that'd be awesome. Question number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I actually found out about it from a Redditor that I ran into from another subreddit, and he was telling me he enjoys this sort of thing. So I checked it out and I found posts by a particular user who I would give him a shout out, but I don't know if he wants to be called out necessarily. That were really amazing. I mean, they were just, I loved them. And so I kind of lurked for a while, and I figured it was probably time to come out of the shadows and at least say hello, get my verification, do the Prowse questionnaire. I've enjoyed the content so much, I figured I should contribute at least a little something. Question number 13. What is your dirtiest fantasy? I don't actually have fantasies. I mean, I've got, I guess, a sexual bucket list of sorts, but I don't really fantasize. So that's that. Question 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Well, it's a short answer. I've never actually had kinky sex. So there we go. No, not many details to give, really. Question 15. What is your favorite part of your body and why? I like my face. I like my face a lot. I like my hips, but I think I'm gonna go with my legs. And the reason is this. They're not particularly like shapely or anything like that, but they're so strong, and I like being strong. I feel it makes me feel just really good knowing that I'm strong. And my legs are strong, so they're my favorite body part. There you go. Anyway, that is all 15 questions on the Proust questionnaire. I hope my voice didn't grate on your nerves too much. That would be a shame for a subreddit that is entirely auditory. I do have a bit of a cold or something. I don't know. Maybe it's just a winter crud. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I hope you guys found this enjoyable. I enjoyed making it. Anyway, you guys have a great evening or morning or whatever. Stay pervy. Okay, bye.